This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105
Radio. So, with people currently laid off in the retail, the hospitality, the leisure sector, it's not all doom and gloom, because I'm joined on the line by Rob Johnston, the Managing Director of Caremark for Cambridge and South Cambridgeshire. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Neil.
You've got some possible job opportunities, I hear.
Yeah, well, while all the people that you just mentioned are being laid off or asked to stay at home, we're still working away. We still have a large number of clients to be looked after, and we're getting inquiries on a daily basis from more people looking for care. So, yeah, we'd love to get some inquiries from people that are looking for work.
So let's just be clear exactly what it is that Caremark does.
So we look after people, vulnerable people, older people, some with dementia, in their own homes, so that they don't have to go into a care home or a hospital.
Right. And of course, at the moment, that's a real problem for some people. I mean, you are allowed under the current restrictions to travel to look after people. But, you know, we're trying to discourage people from going out, aren't we? So what would your service provide to a family, and what would a carer need to do?
Yeah, so we have two different kinds of care, really. Domiciliary care, where we go in and do an hour, a 2 or 3 hour visit. And that could be doing anything from just a bit of companionship so that the person has some company, because they might not have anyone else visit them. Or it might be that they need help with dressing, washing. It can be a number of different things. So we offer that service. And we also offer a 24-hour, 7/11 care service, which there's been a bit of an uptake on, because people, you know, are thinking about self-isolating with one carer and keeping themselves safe.
That sounds like a great idea. So that's it. You just kind of lock yourselves away and away you go.
And it is for some people, Neil, but there are others who, can't afford that, because it's not cheap, it's expensive. And also, some people don't need that amount of care. They just need someone to look in on them, make sure they're okay, maybe give them some medication or cook them some food, and that's enough, and that's all they want, you know?
Okay, so the sort of person who might apply, are there any, in terms of criteria, what would they need to be able to do?
They would need to be caring, kind, compassionate people. That's the qualifications they need. It's about personality and attitude, as opposed to any formal qualification.
Right. And what is there an interview process? And are they, presumably, if so, they're conducted over the phone or something now, are they?
Yes, and we would certainly conduct an initial interview over the phone. But if anybody wants to find out any information, all our vacancies are on our website, and all you have to do is search online for Caremark Cambridge, and you would find us. That'll have our telephone number, email addresses, and a load of information about the company.
Okay, Rob, all right. And, I mean, I guess you're looking for people to start now, are you?
Yeah, we could do with some people starting yesterday, to be honest, Neil, because we get inquiries every day. And unfortunately, some of them we have to turn down because we don't have enough people to care for everyone that's looking for the care.
All right, Rob. Well, that's great. We'll give it a go and let's hopefully get you some people lined up. And it's great that, you know, in all these troubled times, there's somebody out there who's got some job opportunities coming up. So it's great to hear from you today.
All right. And thanks for your time, Neil. That was great. Thank you.
There we go. That's Rob Johnston. Rob Johnston's the MD of Caremark Cambridge. If you want to find out more about those job opportunities, just search for Caremark Cambridge on the web.